Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show is going to be a really good one. We've got an interview with the head football coach of Acadiana High School, Class 5A state champions in 2020, Matt McCullough. What a great guy. And his top recruit, LaTerrence Welch. I actually interviewed LaTerrence Welch. I actually went to the school recently and did the interview with Coach McCullough and also LaTerrence Welch. So LaTerrence Welch is one of the top DBs in the country. He's a corner. He's a big corner, physical, big guy that can run. And you're going to have a chance to hear LaTerrence talk about LSU, who he's currently committed to, the Tigers. Want to mention in the opening, I'm going to talk about Acadiana a little bit more, and then we'll go to the interview later in the show. But I want to go ahead and introduce some stuff that I've found that you might be interested in, some of the listeners. I thought that Cincinnati University, Luke Fickell's done a phenomenal job, the head coach there. And it's amazing that he's 31-6 the past three seasons. Did anybody realize that? I think that's incredible. 31 wins, 6 losses in 3 seasons at Cincinnati. That's hard to do. I mean, it's not like they're Notre Dame or Ohio State over there. I mean, it's Cincinnati, and 31-6. He's one of the best young coaches, Luke Fickell, in the country, former Ohio State Buckeye. And think of what Mack Brown's doing at North Carolina. 15 wins in 2 seasons at North Carolina. I remember when North Carolina couldn't win 15 games in 5 years. They didn't have a good bowl game. They lost A&M, but most of the team opted out. It's hard to win a bowl game when half your team's not going to play in it. It's the part of the college football I do not like. But that's just something, just a couple of tidbits. Cincinnati and North Carolina have really been under the radar the last 2 years, and obviously Brigham Young had their best year in 30-something years last year. Want to thank some of our sponsors. Appreciate them. If I don't have sponsors, we don't have a show because we wouldn't be able to keep doing this. But I want to thank Treads and Care Tire Company, Devin Holly. What a great guy. Man, they've got a phenomenal brand-new building in Central, on Hooper Road, the corner of Park Place Drive and Hooper Road. You got to go see them, man. They do brakes. They do tires, any tires that you want, oil change, alignment, air conditioning, repairs. They also will pick up and delivery. Call them at 331-8144. That's 331-8144. That's Treads and Care Tire Company, again, on the corner of Park Place Drive and Hooper Road. They've been in business since 1971. Also, want to thank Medine's Collision Center on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. The number to call is 357-7983. You want to make sure to go to them if you need a paint job or any body work on your car or truck. Medine's Collision Center, they've been open since the 1960s. Chris Medine, Dominica Medine, they're great people. And also John Harvey Toyota. Looking for a used car or a new car, they have 3 dealerships, Harvey Autos, 3 times the used vehicles. They got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, pre-certified, pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport in Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you. Want to go ahead and get into the show and talk about Acadiana High School, because the interview coming up is with Coach McCullough and also LaTerrence Welch, the DB, one of the top corners in the country. I saw him play last year. Came in last year late because was hurt for the first part of the season. Actually came back for the state championship game late in the playoffs. 6 foot, almost 6'1", about 185. I think they list him about 178, 6 foot. He's actually bigger than that. I saw him this week in person. What a great kid. Man, he's a great kid. You know, it's one thing to be a great football player, but to be a great kid, it makes you big time. I think he's one of the best in the state. He's going to be an impact guy at LSU right away. I do think he'll sign with LSU in the end, even if he takes some visits. You'll hear the interview. Coach McCullough, we had a great interview at Acadiana, but – You know, they have some other players. Walter Bobbs committed to Alabama, their defensive end, which I hope LSU can get him to change his mind in the end. He's 6'4", 255, runs about a 4'7". Rustin Bennett's an offensive lineman on the team, going to be a senior. He's 6'3", 285, going to be, I think, signing with a small D1 school offensive guard. You got Caden Anderson, a D1 defensive end, another one, 6'2", 250. All these kids are 222 class kids. Larry Lewis, a linebacker, a big-time leader. He's a senior, will probably go 1AA. Their kicker, Jesus Martinez, who's 6 foot tall, is a great kicker. Actually, his punting's what's going to get him probably a D1 scholarship. And get this, Jeremiah Brown, their quarterback in 2020 that won the state title, he's switching to linebacker. That's how deep they are. He's going to be a linebacker on defense and not even their quarterback this year. Jeremiah is 5'11", about 215, runs about a 4'6". He's looking to sign at least a 1AA, maybe a D1 scholarship. You've got so much talent on this team. They got a transfer named Jalen Lawrence that's going to be great at linebacker. They got a running back named Ozzie Snelling, a linebacker who's he's going to be phenomenal. Jaden Guillory, another O lineman. Keelan Williams, the former LSU running back, his son Kevin Williams, who's a junior, he's going to be a D1 player. It's Sam O'Kee, the tight end. I mean, they just have players all over the place. Omari Wiggins is a big-time running back coming back to keep an eye on. Omari Wiggins, he's got 4.45 speed, about 5'10 and a half, about 195, 200. He's a guy that's going to be a national recruit. And they've got all these running backs in Louisiana. It's another one. Omari Wiggins is another D1 running back in Louisiana. This team's loaded. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Coach Matt McCullough from Acadiana High School and one of the top DBs in the country, LaTerrence Welch, who's committed to LSU. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Let's go ahead and go to our interview with Coach Matt McCullough of Acadiana High School and also LaTerrence Welch, one of the top DBs in the country for the class of 222, who's committed to LSU. Check this out.
Here at Acadiana High School with head coach Matt McCullough and also and one of the top players in the country, LaTerrence Welch, a DB who is committed to LSU, along with Bob, who's committed to Alabama here. You got a lot of good players coming back. State champions in 2020. Coach, thanks for coming to the school so I could meet with you. Because I know your workouts were done. I know, Terrence, thank you for being here.
Nah, man. Thank you. Bro. Thank you for covering high school football, man. I've done a lot.
So. Coming from Baton Rouge, and I know y'all been working hard. Matt, congratulations being a state champion, man. What's the key to get people to stay working hard and trying to hit the goal again? I know it's achievable, but I mean it's harder when you win one, right, Coach?
It's definitely hard. You know, from 19 when we won it, I don't think it was as hard because you had the scare with COVID, and you had a time where everybody was gone, and so coming back into the 20 season. It wasn't as difficult as I believe it would have been normally after winning the first one. After winning two in a row and then having a normal summer, I think the natural human instinct is to get complacent. You know, we've had a pretty good summer, but we've got to keep getting better, and we got to make sure because we got to understand that everybody is going to want to beat us. And you know, it's hard to do something, win a state championship 3 years in a row at the highest level. So, you know, we're fighting that. I think we're doing a pretty good job, but you know, it's never easy to continue success, and that's the goal that we have.
You know, my first time here, Willard Hanks was the head coach, and then Coach Davis. And I've been sitting in this office, and then Matt, now you're the head coach. But championships have just been rolling through here over the years. The reputation, the standard at for the Wrecking Rams is incredible. Your dad was here for a long time, baseball coach and football. And I remember meeting you when you first got into coaching as an assistant. And But what's the secret with the Wrecking Rams? Because this is, you feel the pride when you come here.
Right.
There's no taking off. There's no laziness. And I'm not saying pointing out any program. I'm just saying there's a different mindset when I come to this campus. It's seriousness. People buy in.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think it's expectations. You know, I mean, I think you know, we expect to compete for championships. You know, of course, the first one is a district championship, but I mean, you know, if we don't win a state championship, we're disappointed. You know, that's just the deal, and this group understands that. They've won two in a row, so you know, it's one of those things, and that we want to win a state championship every year, and it's one of the things that is hard to do. So, but yeah, and this group we have is a good group. So I think we'll be able to compete. But you know, there's going to be a lot of good teams this year in 5A football. So I think the biggest deal is just expectations, and our guys expect to win every game they play, and they know what it takes, especially this group, because they've done it the last couple of years.
Coach, it's incredible that y'all have a chance to win three in a row.
It's crazy.
I mean, that is really incredible. Just to be in that position is incredible. And the guys that you got coming back that I'm going to talk to LaTerrence, but you, Caden Anderson, I think is big time, that I've watched on film. Obviously, Walter Bob, committed to Alabama. Omari Wiggins, looks like another great back coming up for you. Jesus Martinez, you got two kickers that are really good seniors. Rustin Bennett, O-lineman. And what I love is Jeremiah Brown has now switched from quarterback to linebacker, and that show, you don't see that today much, where your starting quarterback winning a state title is now going to switch to linebacker to make the team better.
Right. Yeah, well, we moved him last year to quarterback, and he kind of did that to make the team better. You know, he was our starting strong safety as a sophomore. He's an all-district strong safety, and he's going to be a defensive player in college. So it's one of those deals that he actually made the move for us last year, and now we're just actually moving him back to where he's going to play in college, and he's good on both sides, but you know, he's a tremendous defensive player too, and he actually may play some strong safety. We're not sure yet, or he may play middle linebacker. The goal is the hope is to leave him at middle linebacker if we can, but if we need him in the secondary, we can also move him in the secondary. But you know, he did a non-selfish thing last year because he doesn't love playing quarterback. He likes having the football, but he doesn't love playing quarterback.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, doing it for the team, that's volumes, man.
Yeah. So he did that. He did that for the team. Now we may put him in the backfield some because he likes running the football. So.
Love. I'm curious to see where he'll sign in the end because I know he's a great player. The most unique thing I think of when I see Acadiana play is a unique offensive line stance.
Yeah.
Coach, when did that start? I mean, it's unique. The way the O-line lines up, the way they bend, I don't see it anywhere in the United States. I mean, it's a – who started that? Was it Ted, or was it
Coach Ted? I think it's Coach Davis. I would be lying if I told you for sure, but I think we started doing that when Coach Davison got here. You'd have to ask him if it was before him, because as long as I can remember, he had been coaching the offensive line, and I think it kind of started with him. And it maybe could have started when Coach Dotson brought the beer here, but I'm not sure who was coaching the offensive line the first few years before Coach Davison got here.
But it's unique. I mean, these guys are in sync at the snap. It's perfection, and that's hard work, obviously, in practice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just repetitive and doing things a bunch of times throughout the year, and our guys do a good job with it. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that we do that we did get from Coach Davison over the years that allow our guys to get better and better as the season goes.
But, Terrence, I mean, you missed a good part of last year. You came back at the end of the title game.
Right.
It's your senior year coming up. I know all coaches tell their players there's always something to work on. What do you think? You're committed to LSU right now, but what would you like to show you in your game this year that you still think you can get better?
Just based on my man-to-man coverage, technique. And I'm just trying to break a lot of records, trying to get first team, everything, basically. I just want to be that guy for my team.
You've grown quite a bit since last year. I mean, you're legit 6'1". What are you weighing now, man? I mean,
182.
You've put on a lot of good weight, and you're verbally committed. I told you that walking in here, I'll take all your visits, right, Coach? I mean,
yeah, there's no doubt.
You can. And,
you did already.
you've been all over. What has impressed you in recruiting? What do you like? What do you don't like about all the recruiting. Obviously, you probably have had enough of it almost by now because they've been recruiting you for about a year and a half.
Yeah, like right after June, I just told coaches I'm trying to focus on my season. They still hitting me up and stuff like that. But during those visits, just basically me and the coaches that I've been talking to on the phone for basically a year now, just meeting them in person. And I'm gonna be going on more visits during the season just to see how the atmosphere is, stuff like that. So it's going to be great.
What's it like meeting with two Louisiana guys recruiting you, Corey Raymond and Falk? And they're from the Lafayette area.
They feel like family. When I got on LSU campus for my visit, they greeted me like they've been knowing me. And just really a family thing.
When you look at all the preseason magazines, they call it DBU, but you look at Elias Ricks, Stingley, and now Jay Ward, all preseason All-Americans. Three of them. I mean, they just don't stop putting out All-American DBs.
Right.
Did that have any influence, too, besides being a local guy?
Oh yeah, just because how Corey Raymond built his name around LSU. He put a lot of good DBs in the league, and I'm trusting him with perfecting my craft and developing me right just so I can be one of those names one day on that list.
Did you get an LSU game in? I know COVID messed it up last year.
Yeah.
Have you been able to take?
I used to go to LSU games, but last year, no.
What was that like for you to be in a packed house at LSU?
LSU games are great. It's loud out there. Great team to watch. And just a great atmosphere.
Is there anybody that they want you to help recruit to LSU in the class? Any other DBs? Because I know the best recruiters are the commitments. So.
We just willing to take anybody who really trying to take athletes right now because we're looking for guys who can play DB, safety, everything on the field, not just corner.
Versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can play strong free or corner.
Oh, yeah.
You can play nickel corner. And you got the size to go downhill at any of those spots. Last year, LSU signed a DB from Southside, really Como. Mm-hmm. But are you friends with that kid that's coming
Malik
in
now? Neighbors.
Yeah. What do you think of Malik? He's a good – he was under the radar.
Yeah, Malik played DB and receiver. He going to LSU for receiver, but that's an athlete. Like, that's just training with him and his competitiveness with mine is like – it's easy to just get better and better training with him. So I've been training with him since my freshman year, and it's been going great.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of our interview with Coach Matt McCullough from Acadiana High School, the head football coach, and LaTerrence Welch, a defensive back, class of 222, committed to LSU. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. Let's go back to our interview with Coach Matt McCullough and LaTerrence Welch.
I could see him going to DB, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because he can hit. Mm-hmm. Big guy. What do you want to do to help coach get another state title? What do you think the team needs to do to bring another one in? It's going to be tough, always.
It's going to be tough. If coach needs me to play running back, O-line, anything, I'm willing to play just so we can get that third one. And the leaders we have on our team now, the seniors, the seniors, it's a great class. It's like a brotherhood. We all look out after each other. Grades, wise, everything. It's a great atmosphere.
LaTerrence, what is your favorite Acadiana player of all time? Mine is Ollie Broussard. Barring an injury, probably would have played a long time in the NFL, huh, Coach?
Yeah, he's a tremendous player, and he had some issues with that knee. But there's been a lot of good ones, you know, over the years. But Ollie's a hard one not to like because he was a good football player but also an awesome guy and a funny dude. So, yeah, Ali was one of the big-time ones we've had over the years.
Michael Eugene was pretty good in his day.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, Braylon Tron. Mm-hmm. Just because my freshman year, I take a class with his sister. His sister goes over here, and she showed me him. And I fell in love with his game the first time I seen him.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the defensive ends are starting to come out of the school, huh?
Okay.
Wilford Jarnett was pretty good.
Jarnett was a real good player for us. You know, we've had a bunch of them in the last 30, 40 years that have been some good players.
Is he kin to the Jarnett at Karen Crow? There's a Jarnett over there. Are they kin by chance? No?
I know you're talking about David Jarnett.
I want to mention three young players just so if they hear the podcast, I don't want to leave anybody out. Ozzie Snelling, a young guy.
Ozzie's had a tremendous summer. He's worked about as hard as anybody I've seen. He's going to be a good football player.
Jaden Guillory on the O-line, a young guy.
Yeah, he'll be a junior. He's a big guy that can move. So I think he's going to have a bright future. I think he's about 6'1", a half, 350 right now.
Kevin Williams, another young back, running back.
Yeah, Kevin. He played a bunch for us last year. He rushed for like 800. You know, his dad was Keelan, who played at LSU.
That's Keelan's son.
Yeah. So he's a tremendous football player. He's going to be a junior. But, you know, he'll be one of our top two backs. You know, we always use three or four guys, but we're expecting a big year. He also had a tremendous summer.
Coach McCullough, what's the update on your two backs that went to Army? Your two players.
Lucky's doing really good over there. Dylan, I think is gonna be at UL this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Lucky's doing really well, and then Dylan, I think, is coming back to UL, and he's gonna may even try to do some track and football. You know.
And you had a cover guy on our magazine this past year that went to UL too, I believe, George. Or did he sign with UL?
Cameron George is at UL. He's doing tremendous over there right now. I think he had a good summer. You know, I mean, they're about to start everything up, but the coaches that I've talked to say he's doing a really good job so far.
I got to ask this to Coach McCullough and Welch, is that when you're in a 5-mile area, let's just say 10 miles, maybe 8, Cadiana state champs, Lafayette Christian state champs, Karen Crow state champs, St. Thomas More state champs. It's crazy, huh, Terrence? I mean, you got to beat some powerhouses to win a state title, but all within 10 minutes?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really a lot of things. I think we got the best district, all that over here in Lafayette, so it's a blessing.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. You know, you look back in the 90s, you know, I think Karen Crow won in 92, and I don't know if we had many state championships in this area until Arcadiana started us. We started winning it like in 2006. And now we've got a bunch of teams and a bunch of really, really good players in this area that are not just good teams. They've always been pretty good teams, but now they're actually competing and winning a bunch of state championships. Because, you know, last year all those teams won, but STM, that was two in a row. That was two in a row for us, and LCA has won four in a row. So it's amazing.
It's crazy.
And there's some other good football teams in this area,
too. Notre Dame down the road. Southside's coming up.
Yeah, there's
Como's tough. You know, Lafayette High's got good teams, good players.
So it's
Turlings.
A lot of good football in this area, and you have to win four state championships in 1 year and about a 10-mile radius is a pretty amazing thing to me.
Terrence, anything you want to say to LSU fans? We got a lot of LSU listeners, but, you know, they get excited when they hear LSU commitments.
Just watching this season and my 2022 season at LSU. Can't wait.
Yeah, continue that DBU and try and get one more state championship in that trophy case, which is, like Coach said, it's hard. But is there a classification harder than 5A public school?
No. I don't think so. I mean, look.
I mean, I'm talking about the tough teams with 100 players on their rosters. I mean, it's
– the private school division, the big private school division, I believe, is tough too, you know, those bigger schools. But, you know – 5A is tough. I mean, that's why there's only been one team in the history that's won it three times in a row. You know, you've got a lot of competition. You know, it's tough to consistently win the state championship. It's tough to consistently compete for state championships with all the good teams. So, you know, it's gonna be a battle. This group has worked. I think the next 6 weeks might be the most important part of the whole all season, you know, the beginning of the season. So, you know, we're just ready to start practicing officially and try to compete and get ourselves ready to go and get ready for the first game of the season.
Coach McCullough, and it's always the same 6-8, 5-8 teams like Zachary, Ruston, you know, Mandeville, John Eyre, West Monroe. It's always the same y'all probably know a lot of the same players, huh, Terrence? You probably.
I think Ponchatoula's got a real good football team this year. I know Central Baton Rouge. I know there's some other teams. Alexandria's got a bunch of guys back. They're going to be good. There's a lot of good football teams. So I think 5A is maybe even deeper than it's been this year too. So it's going to be a fun season, and it's going to be one of those things where hopefully we have an opportunity to get a chance to maybe play for another state title.
We had a caller that it's actually a female, Jessica from Bro Bridge, that wanted to know what y'all's favorite hobbies were. Coach McCullough, what would be your hobby outside of football? Do you have time for a hobby?
Football. I would say football right
football
now is my
hobby.
Hobby.
For this season,
Terrence, do you have one outside of football?
Basketball.
So you're sports all the way.
Oh, yeah. It's anything.
You fish?
Yeah. No, I don't fish.
No fish? Matt?
A little fishing, yeah. Yeah, and then, but honestly, football nowadays is almost all year round, so I'm doing a lot of football throughout the year, too. So.
I appreciate y'all being at the school with me, because, y'all didn't have to come here and meet me at 2 o'clock on a Thursday, and I'm in town. I get in touch with your coach, and I'm trying to work with Coach. Coach made it happen, and Terrence, you drove yourself here. I appreciate that, and then you're going to be in the book in 2 weeks. It comes out.
Sounds good.
Like Coach said, don't let that go to your – I know it won't.
No, it won't.
Yeah. I remember when the kicker from LSU was on the cover way back, 4-year starter from Acadiana.
Drew Alamo.
Mm-hmm. And we took his picture out in the open field, I remember.
All
right. I'd never had a kicker on the cover before, and he was just so happy. And I look back, and I'm like, man, that guy was all SEC.
Yeah, he's
three
good player.
Times.
He also made a field goal to win the state championship game, the first one we won.
I was there. It was a big one too.
Yeah, it won the state. It was the last play of the game.
So. Final question, Matt. How many years now for you at Acadiana?
This will be my Coach Davidson. This will be my 7th year back. Yeah.
Wow.
7th year back. Fourth year as the head coach.
Wow. Yeah. Any final thoughts? Any fans? It'll be heard all over the state. Any final things, LaTerrence, about?
No, just go Tigers and go Rams.
Coach McCullough.
And I just thank you for coming, man, and thank you for covering Louisiana high school football. I know you've been doing it for a long time, and I'm hoping we can have a normal season, have packed stadiums, and have some fun, and hopefully we can compete and have a good football season. I know it's going to be fun if we can get back to normal.
Wasn't it great to have a spring?
It was,
I mean, it didn't seem normal last year, no spring. No jamboree.
It was different. But I was just glad we got the opportunity to play. I'm hoping we can, of course, get the opportunity to play, but we can get a little bit more normalcy as far as getting fans in the stands and just making it more like football was a couple years ago.
I always tell people, kids, and LaTerrence, you know this, the worst thing is to not be able to do anything, just be idle. Mm-hmm. In football, where this – hand, whether it's soccer or tennis or whatever it is, it's just the greatest thing ever to get the camaraderie and have you guys and your team and all that. So I appreciate it. Again, thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to end the show and talk about the preview magazine that's going to be coming out not too long, about 2.5 weeks it'll be out. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. What a great guy, Matt McCullough. Again, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Matt McCullough from Acadiana High School. The head football coach, LaTerrence Welch, is one of my favorite recruits in the state, not just athletically, but personality-wise. He's just a great, humble kid. You know, there's no ego, there's no me, it's all we. And those are the guys that are going to be very successful at the next level, at a high level, the guys that work hard and gifted. When you have that, when you have work ethic, team, and you're gifted, you're going to be a great player. Like I said, he's close to 6'1". He's about 185. He's going to be about 200 pounds playing corner. He's a big kid. He's long. He's about 6'3 in length, 6'4. He's a very long, tough, strong-built kid. And he's physical, and that's why LSU likes him, because he can run a 4.45, 4.40, and he can also defend anybody. We want to go ahead and promote our magazine. It'll be 25 years, which is August, 25 years for us, putting out a preview magazine. We've promoted thousands of kids over the years in the state. You've got to pick up a magazine. Pre-order your North or South copy. You can go to LAFootballMagazine.com is our website. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. Get your preview issue for the South copy or the North copy or your digital version. Everybody we talked about today for Acadiana will be in the magazine. We'll have a preview on Acadiana and all the schools in the state. So if you're listening to this and you're in Shreveport or Baton Rouge or New Orleans or wherever you are, we're going to have your team in this magazine. We're also going to have a bunch of recruiting pages. We're going to have our All-Louisiana offense and defense first team. And we're going to preview all the colleges like Tulane, LSU, ULL, Nicholls State, Southern, Grambling, ULM of Monroe, Northwestern State, McNeese State, all the schools in the state. Louisiana Tech will be previewed in our preview magazine. And we've got great photos on the recruits, et cetera, et cetera. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.